right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are, generally irritable, Thursday morning. I'm still not convinced that that's fixed, because I'm not. Well, I mean, that's great that you can hear me, hon, but I won't be able to hear the video that we're going to play. So we got some technical issues to work out this morning, you guys. Let's see. I guess I should have started with the 5-minute countdown, you guys, because I might have to restart the stream. Do, 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 do. Apparently, you can hear me good. We've got great setup here now. We've even got we're working on getting the soundboard to work correctly all of the time. That doesn't seem to be happening. Or there's other stuff we got to hook up. Why don't we have that hooked up 24/7 anymore? Why did we have to unplug it? What were we doing the other day that we had to pull it out? Well, you guys, I'm not going to be able to do my show if I can't hear. And I don't know how to distract you or keep you busy while I problem solve my issue. So what do you suggest, Lord Benjamin? What do you suggest? Should I just play a commercial? Should I play a countdown again? Should I just cancel the stream? What are we thinking?
Play the countdown and go set your sound stuff up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, let's see. Let's try this, you guys. If I share my screen, can you guys hear it playing? Let's see. So we're going to give away the game a little bit. We're going to be covering Joy Reid because she's terrible. So if I play, can you hear it?
Of north of 300.
You can hear it outside of StreamYard? Yeah, but I don't care if you can hear it in StreamYard. I want to know if the audience can hear it. Hey, guys, in the chat, if I play this, can you hear it?
Why do we need?
Can you guys, anybody watching, go in the chat, let me know if you could hear the video playing and that you can hear me too. Let me know. So, as you guys know, if you put things honest in the chat or in the description or title of your videos, like Joy Reid is awful, they will actually suppress your video. So they don't want you picking on and bullying. They don't want you picking on and bullying their precious, okay? They're precious. Like the ring, no one else can have it. So, okay, so let's see here. Okay, here's the deal, you guys. So there was a law passed in Alabama basically saying you can't destroy embryos. So fertilized egg, the next stage for those of you who need a biology lesson today, because I know you came to Generally Irritable for a biology lesson. The second stage or the first stage is an embryo. Or maybe it's a zygote and then an embryo. Point is that the sperm has entered the egg and created a new human being when it is an embryo. What's up, Michael Valdez down in Florida? How's the sun down there, my friend? Let me know. So this law passed that basically says that these, in line with their other laws that say an unborn person is a human being, they're saying that an embryo, a fertilized egg, is a person and you can't just destroy them. Pretty sure that was the ruling. And so, you know, again, they're trying to be logically consistent. They are saying that as soon as the sperm and the egg unite, you now have a distinct, unique human being. New DNA is created, a new blood type or a different blood type, you know, hearts, lungs, everything gets developed from that embryo. And so now I, to be honest with you guys, I'm not really sure where I land on this. I am pro-life. I do believe in the sanctity of life. But the question always comes down to whenever we're talking about when life begins is really, when does that life deserve the same protections under the Constitution as a living born person, right? Not just a person who is becoming a fully formed human being, but actually a fully formed human being, right? And that's really the conversation, because any good scientist, any good doctor, even if they're pro-choice, will tell you that life begins at conception. There's really no, you can't draw the line anywhere else. Because as I've said many times on this channel, if we sent a rover to Mars and a single-celled organism, an amoeba, was found on Mars, the headline would read, "Life found on Mars." Okay, so let's not mix words, mince words. Let's not pretend like we're stupid and don't know what English is. Okay, let's acknowledge what's true and then have the conversation, because I'm perfectly willing to have a conversation with somebody who says, you know, I just don't believe that life deserves protection until it comes out of the womb. I disagree with that, but that is at least an argument. But these people who are saying it's not a human being, it's a clump of cells, it's a parasite. I mean, now you're just acting stupid, and I can't have a conversation with you, because you're saying things that are false, that are wrong, that are verifiably a lie. And if you're a liar, well, we can't have a conversation with you. That's just what it comes down to. So that's where this conversation is coming from. That's where this post from Miss Joy Reid, MSNBC host, is coming from. And interestingly enough, I haven't heard people react to this with the angle that I'm going to take with you guys. This is going to be different. This is going to be a little bit different than what you're hearing from other people who are all about, like, oh, this is about abortion and this is about whatever. No. I want you to really hear what she says and how she talks about slavery and manual labor and immigrants. So I really want to make sure that you guys see and hear just how much of a racist and a bigot Joy Reid actually is. She's not just a racist. I mean, she is a straight up bigot. This is a woman who hates people. This is a woman who thinks that she's better than you. She thinks that she's better than other people. She thinks she knows better. And on top of that, she's going to degrade you and call you names if you disagree with her or if you're not part of the laptop class. Okay. If you're not part of the laptop class like she is, you are less than her. Okay. So let's just make sure we're really clear about that. We're going to share this video. We're going to listen to the stupid stuff she says, and we're going to make some commentary about it. Okay. Do, do, do.
More kids? I mean, your party, Senator Tuberville, is the one screaming that 10 million immigrants, which I don't even know that number even makes any sense, because it doesn't, have streamed into the country.
There's lie number one. There's lie number one. 10 million immigrants? Like, we don't know that there's at least 10 million illegal immigrants? You guys, you know how we know that? Number one, we know the people that have been apprehended at the border. Number two, there are videos and drones and things like that all over the northern and southern border where they're not apprehending people, but they're at least counting the number of people who are crossing illegally that they're not picking up. And we know this. The 10 million illegal immigrants is actually a low number. So again, right out the gate, first 24 seconds, this woman is lying to you.
Joe Biden has been president, and you're claiming that that's too many people, that if more people come into the southern border, this is some sort of crisis because we've got too many people and we've got no more space and we can't afford more people. But now you're saying we need more kids?
Notice she's trying to compare apples and oranges, right? So Republicans, conservatives, will tell you that they don't want illegal immigration and they don't want mass legal immigration either, unless it's handled the proper way. Because here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what skin color you are. If you want to be an American, and you want to act like an American, you want to fulfill American values, you want to do that kind of stuff, good on you. Come. Learn the language, get a job, and don't be dependent on the government. Okay? That's the thing. We don't need 10 million illegal immigrants who are dependent on the government dole. And that's where we're at right now. These people, for at least the first 3 months, 180 days, is that 6 months? Why can't I do math right now? 6 months. They can't work or do anything right off the bat. That means all of these asylum seekers or asylum fraudsters, as they really are, they're coming to the border. They don't want to learn the language. They're not trying to assimilate. They don't want to be Americans. They're flying their own flags, talking about how great, flying the flags of the countries that they've left, which are apparently so terrible that they had to come to America to seek asylum. And yet they're still flying the flag of that country. Okay. Makes zero sense. Is absolute nonsense. So there's a difference between babies being born, okay, human beings growing up, and the replacement of the human beings that currently exist through a natural attrition, life and death. Okay, there's a big difference between that and then having 10 million people from other countries who don't care about us, don't care about our values, don't care about our culture, just show up, not be able to speak our culture, be on welfare for a minimum of 6 months, and then who knows what. Okay, not the same. I will happily pay welfare for a baby that is an American to grow up in America. I don't want to pay welfare for a Venezuelan to grow up in America. That go back to Venezuela. If your country sucks, why? Why does your country suck? Is it your responsibility to fix it? Or is it our responsibility to take care of everyone who doesn't want to be in the country that sucks? That doesn't make any sense. If that were the case, then every country in the world could just empty out to America. And then where would we be? That's stupid. Okay. Again, these people think that you're stupid. Don't let them do that.
Can you explain who's the we and what's the purpose? You're also a senator from the state of Alabama. God help the people there.
Hey, Anne Marie.
Are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids? Why does the state of Alabama need more kids? More kids for what?
Okay, here's where we start, ladies and gentlemen. This is where the extra nonsense starts, okay? Just look at her face. This woman cannot be this stupid, okay? Unless, I mean, isn't she like a Harvard graduate or something like that? Joy Reid is a product of the Ivy Leagues. She's also rich and came up in a very well-to-do family, is my understanding. So, yeah, Harvard, exactly. So who are you graduating, Harvard? Seriously, stupid people, clearly.
There was a time when the state of Alabama absolutely needed more kids because, you know, Alabama was a slave state.
Oh.
And the mandate of the planter class in Alabama was for Black women to produce more kids because those kids were property.
Oh, more kids, more property, slavery. Okay, ladies. So now, remember, Joy Reid, racist, one of the most racist people on television. Now, remember, she's going to try to bring everything back to slavery. She's going to try to bring everything back to oppression and whatever the nonsense is. So now, check this out. She's now accusing Alabama. She's saying, oh, yeah, Alabama wanted to have more babies. They wanted the Black women to have more babies so they could be slaves. So let me think about this. Okay, so now there is some truth to that. Obviously, you would, I'm sure, as a slaveholder, rather, because if you're treating human beings like property, you're probably gonna treat them like any of your other property, like any of your other cattle. You breed your cattle, you breed your horses. I'm saying things that are gross and ugly, you guys. But it's true. This was a reality back in the day. So what she's saying is not totally wrong, but she goes off the rails. Okay, so she's getting ready to go all the way off the rails here.
They could work more kids and make more money on their plantations.
Mm.
Are you saying the state of Alabama needs more kids because you think that those populations will include people who are maybe destitute and desperate enough if you kick out the immigrants like a lot of y'all want to do and you could make them do the work that the migrants are doing now? Does that?
Huh. Wait a second. Okay, so wait a second. So Miss Joy Reid, she's saying that the senator wants there to be more poor kids to do the manual labor that the immigrants are doing. And she doesn't want the immigrants to go away. So Joy Reid, unknowingly, I think, because look at her, look at how proud she is of herself. Look at how proud she is of calling Alabama people racists and slaveholders. Look at how proud she is. But what she does not understand is that she literally just admitted that the immigrants are going to be poor and destitute and do manual labor. Okay, I want that to sink in for you guys. She's admitting, first of all, that the immigrants coming here are going to be poor and destitute and they're going to do manual labor. And she's saying, oh, is it you want poor and destitute Americans to do that manual labor? Well, let's first just say yes. Because if poor and destitute Americans can get a job and work, guess what? They're not poor and destitute anymore. I'm crazy. You're crazy. Not Joy. That makes perfectly good sense. Of course, we don't want jobs for the poor and destitute because heaven forbid that they should have jobs. But further, you guys, further, notice how gleefully she demeaned manual labor. Ladies and gentlemen, this woman, Harvard graduates, the left, the laptop class, if they do nothing else, they continue to demean any person in this country who works with their hands. If you do manual labor, if you are a plumber, if you are an electrician, if you are a house cleaner, if you are a cook, if you are a babysitter, whatever it is, they demean that work while at the same time saying that they care about the people who do it. I cannot figure this out. I cannot figure it out for the life of me. This makes no sense. This woman cannot be this racist and bigoted and not understand what she's doing. So at the same time, we're telling young people that they should go to college, get themselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt to go supposedly get a better job than working with their hands. Now we don't have enough plumbers, electricians, or tradesmen to build our houses and fix our things. And you guys continue to demean that work and that labor. You say that we should import foreign labor to do that stuff because you are the ones who say that only poor immigrant destitute people should be doing that work or would be doing that work. It's outrageous. They insult you and spit in your face at the same time they call you the racist. This woman is insane. Okay, we're going to let her finish her rant.
That kind of sounds slavery-ish.
Slavery-ish.
State of Alabama, the way?
Slavery-ish. Kind of sounds slave. No, notice. She said, poor and destitute to do the work that immigrants are doing. Sounds slavery-ish. That means you're saying that the work that the immigrants are doing is slavery-ish, Joy. You guys. Lord Reddick tells me all the time not to call people stupid, not to call people names because, you know, blah, blah. Like, you may want to be on the show, make sure it's a good argument. You don't want to be hyperbolic like they are. And he's right. He's right. But this is sheer stupidity, you guys. It can only be stupidity or malice. Like, this woman knows she's a stupid liar face. She knows it. And she's trying to drum up hatred between people in this country. Lord Reddick, are you hopping on with me today? I see your camera in the background. Am I letting you in? You want to get in on this on the slavery conversation? You ready?
Damn. Yeah, it's all good. I don't think that Joy Reid is an idiot. Also, I don't know about her upbringing. She was raised, looked it up. Looks like her father was an engineer, mostly absent. Parents eventually divorced. Father returned to the Congo. She was raised mostly in Denver, Colorado, till 17. Mom got breast cancer. She moved to Flatbush, Brooklyn to live with an aunt. So I don't know what kind of a life she actually lived, but she did go to Harvard. She is educated, which means she has been corrupted by the education system. What I will say is I've seen her give a bunch of takes, and the takes are normally not good. They are very, very basic.
Yeah, she does not think through things.
No, but she's paid. She's paid to say things and to push narratives. And it's obvious by what you're talking about right here. When she said those jobs, well, basically you're saying Americans would take jobs away from immigrants? I mean, if you just give that the thought. I mean, you don't need to be smart to understand that there's something wrong with that sentence. That's like saying, if my dad had a business and there are a bunch of illegal immigrants that were working at his facility, and instead we got, they kicked everybody out, and it was just the family that had to run the business. Oh, now your kid's going to work the job that belonged to an illegal immigrant. It's like, yeah, it belonged to my kid, really, and to an American first. Like, that's how it's supposed to go.
Correct.
She's not dumb, but she gets paid to say the things that she says and to hold on to the narrative. Because consider this, what would happen if Jury changed her mind and started telling the truth? She'd probably get fired. She'd lose all her support. Her entire team would fold and turn on her. She wouldn't win the support of people. Look at what happened to Don Lemon when he started saying relatively reasonable things again.
Yeah.
It didn't work out well for him.
These people will eat themselves. Okay. They cannibalize themselves. They eat each other up. That you cannot be liberal enough. You cannot be left enough. Okay. We talk about litmus tests here on the conservative side and how annoying it is. It's even worse for the left. I mean, there must be constant fear of being canceled or something, because they all just go along with it, and they say things that are provably false.
Because it's more of a religion than a philosophy. And they are in the early stages. Ooh, they're in the early stages of a religion.
Ooh, the zealotry.
Strong dogma. And so they have to be hardcore, puritanical, turn and burn.
Oh, wait, hold on. The trash is going.
Yes, I put the trash out there. Yes, I did that.
Housekeeping. The trash man is going by.
Unmute yourself.
Turn out our mics so we don't have to mute when we're in the same room. You guys, the trash man is going by, and I was afraid that our trash cans were not outside. Can you hear it? Can you hear the rumble? No, just kidding. Sorry. Continue.
It's silly. But yeah, that's pretty much it. It's nothing else to really add to that.
I love it. Slavery-ish. Okay, let's listen. Let's keep listening here. Hold on. Oh, let's do this guy. Yeah, let's do that. Oh.
That the why? I mean, you're also a white guy. Are you saying the we is white folks need more kids? Is this like a great replacement thing where you're concerned that there's not enough white folks people in the population white versus the growth of the Latino population, the Black population, the Asian American population?
And this is not to matter. Okay, remember, you guys, this is the same woman who advocates for abortion up to the point of birth. And considering the fact that Black people have the most abortions in this country, and we, actually the most dangerous place for a Black man, a young Black boy, is his mother's womb. In New York City, in New York, okay? If the most dangerous place for a young Black boy is his mother's womb, what are we talking about? We literally, if Black people hadn't aborted their children at a higher rate than white people, Black people would not be on the cusp of being overtaken as the majority minority. Did that make sense? Did I do English correctly? Okay.
This is one of those things where, again, the example we always give is people say that they're so concerned about Black people. Like Joy Reid would probably tell you, Black lives are what matter the most, etc. Then why do we have so few Black lives? It's a real strange thing to say. We do not act like we are under attack. We do not act like a people besieged. If we really believed, she's really scared of white people, and it was afraid of white people being afraid of the great replacement theory, you'd want more Black people. Here's the other thing I also want to say. Mexican people don't see themselves the same as Black people. I have friends. I'm a Texan. No, I don't want that on. Yeah, I like it. It's moody. It's too bright. So Mexican people, Venezuelan people, my Puerto Ricanos, my Boricuas, all my friends from all over the place. No, that's not what Puerto Ricans do. Thank you. It's Mark Anthony. It's different. No, that's all. No, stop talking. Let me finish. My point is, everybody doesn't see themselves as the same. So if a bunch of black people from America showed up in Puerto Rico and we started outrunning the population and we're not assimilating. We're not starting to speak black. We're not like black Puerto Ricans. We are black Americans waving American flags. If we did that, they'd have a problem. If we did it in Mexico, I assume they'd have a problem. Colombia or France, Italy. You literally hear people talk about things like this when Americans go abroad. We're so prideful of our country, we expect other people to conform to us, and we don't want to assimilate, and people think that we're rude because of it. It's no different here. And here's the thing. People should think you're rude if you're an American, you need to go abroad, and you don't want to learn nothing else. And we should think it's rude if people want to come to America. And listen, my family is dual military. It means my dad was in Vietnam. I have relatives that served. My mom deployed multiple times, sacrificed time with me for her country. I had to live with my grandma when things like that happened. Okay, so we have relatives that sacrificed and put blood, sweat, tears, and years of slavery into this country. We should want to protect it. We do. We should feel entitled to a piece of the country. We should not want to be overtaken numerically by other people.
This is what I'm saying. I don't. This doesn't make any. The idea that, like, oh, because things weren't good when things first started, we're just going to disengage. No, no, no. Take it over. Make it your own. Claim it. I don't understand that.
You do. Yes, you do understand it. This is what a complaint is. Okay, we learned something in one of our trainings, like human optimization. And essentially, when someone starts to complain, you need to ask the question, what is the benefit? Because there's a benefit. Either you're getting paid, either you're getting a benefit because you cannot be responsible for having to resolve the problem. These are the
you can say that you're better than other people. You can feel righteous. There's always a reason why people hold on to their bad habits and things that hurt them.
It's why most complaints that people make are about what other people need to do, not what they can do to fix the problem. Because if they were going to do that, they'd shut up and they'd be fixing the problem, right? Like, and that's the whole point. So people like Jura Reed get paid to complain and be unreasonable. That's the whole point. That's why nothing makes sense when you look at her and you look at the stances. And if you're super pro-black, I'll give you an example. If you're super pro-black, I don't know how you could be pro-illegal immigration. I don't get it. That doesn't, those two things don't, they don't work. They don't work together.
This is one of the things that's been driving me crazy about Senator Bernie Sanders. Okay, now, he has been the senator for Vermont for 1 million years, okay? And back in the day, he used to know that illegal immigration was particularly bad for poor and low-income families because they are the people who will take over those jobs and opportunities. Now he's like, oh, yeah, it's fine, whatever, because he's going along with the leftist base, with his socialist base, because that's what they say. But, I mean, he used to say open borders was a Koch brothers. He used to say open borders, that's a Koch brothers proposition. That's conservatives. They want slave labor, blah, blah, blah. Like Bernie Sanders used to say those things. He used to know that. And now for some reason, for whatever reason, it's like he's forgotten how economics works. And that's why a lot of us Vermonters, even though we are not socialist, didn't agree with a lot of his stuff, why a lot of Vermonters voted for him, because Vermont is very rural. It's very agricultural, or at least it used to be. Now the freaking lefties from Connecticut and New York have screwed it all up, but that's another story. Okay. People in Vermont voted for him because they thought that he believed what he said, which is that he cared about low-income people, poor people, and those who, you know, were on the lower economic scale, I guess, which not all farmers and agricultural people are. Anyway, you get my point.
Give me a second. And one thing is, you know, I was never a believer in Bernie Sanders' platform, but at least in the beginning when I heard about him, I was like, at least the guy believes what he says he believes. Which is all I ever ask for people politically. Even if you don't have a complete theology or philosophy, like, can you at least believe the things that you're saying so that when we talk about it, we can come to some real conclusions? If you're just a scam artist, we could talk about everything to a blue in the face, but these aren't your real beliefs. You don't value these things. So it just doesn't matter. We're just wasting a bunch of time.
It's pointless, and we're not going to come up with a legitimate solution is really what it comes down to. So, all right, you guys, we got to wrap it up. This was a quick and dirty little catch up. I saw this video from Joy Reid and I got so mad. I was like, this person, sounds slavery-ish. She's saying, and she doesn't realize she's literally advocating for slavery-ishness just with different people. She's an idiot. Anyway, okay. So we're going to wrap it up for today, but we will be back 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. We're going to have our guest, Christopher Aaron Felker. He is the GOP chairman for the city of Burlington. He's also running for city council there, and he's running in one of the most progressive districts in the city. We've been keeping up with this here a little bit, generally irritable, because we just sold our house in Burlington because they have gone so far off the rails that we just couldn't do it anymore. So Miro Weinberger is not seeking re-election, thank the Lord Jesus, but instead it's going to be Joan Shannon or Emma Mulvaney Stanek.
Joan, she's a Mulvaney.
She's terrible. She is a wicked, insane progressive. And when I say wicked, I don't mean wicked in a good way, like we say in the Northeast. I mean wicked like she's a wicked person. She has very wicked ideas for how things should be handled and how to take care of people. More people will die, I guarantee you. If Emma Mulvaney Stanek gets elected mayor, all of the nonsense with the drug addicts and the homeless, it's going to get worse. You're going to have less police. You're going to be less safe. You guys, Republicans, if you're in Burlington and you're out there listening to me, Joan Shannon is terrible, but Emma is worse. Okay. If you have no other options, if you have no Republican, no Libertarian, no legitimate independent, vote for Joan Shannon. But definitely make
that's a conversation. If you don't have anybody willing to run, you need to sit down and do some soul searching. You need some real, like, legitimate searching in your heart. What is going on? Because that is ridiculous.
But in the meantime, join us tomorrow, 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central, for a conversation with Christopher Aaron Felker. He's running for Ward 3 City Council. Hopefully he can be the reasonable voice. Dwayne Tucker, thank you. You're awesome too. I appreciate it. And yeah, we're off, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Join us for our interview with Christopher Aaron. It's always a good time. Friend of the channel. He's freaking awesome. You guys love it. You guys love him. You know him. Christopher Aaron Felker. Okay. Bye, guys.